how to play Splendor, beginner strategy and which expansions to buy. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Using Puzzlewix affiliate links is one way to support this guide, at no extra cost to you. Splendor is a 2-4 player race to build permanent gem discounts and earn prestige. On each turn, take 3 different gems, take a legal matching pair, reserve a card, or buy one. 15 prestige triggers the end of the current round. The highest score wins. Start with the base game. Add the Silk Road for cities and trading posts, or the Sun Never Sets for Orient and strongholds, after the basic decisions feel comfortable. The first mistake in Splendor is assuming that a respectable pile of gems is an achievement. It is purchasing power. The achievement is spending it before somebody else buys the thing you wanted. Margot is your Puzzlewick editorial host for this route through Marc-André's game. First a calm teach, then useful strategy, then the current expansion family. Rules come from the publisher manuals. Recommendations and examples are our analysis. No invented playtest score, guaranteed winning opening or claim of live stock is hidden in the fine print. Is Splendor fun, and is it a good first strategy game? Splendor suits people who enjoy making a small plan, watching it improve, then noticing that somebody else wants the same card. The satisfying loop is immediate. Collect gems, spend them on a card, keep its discount, and afford something better. There are no hidden attack decks, lengthy character powers, or rules chapters to unlock in the base game. The catch is that a quiet game is not necessarily a gentle one. Cards and gem piles are shared. A friend can take the purchase you were preparing without ever saying anything more aggressive than my turn. If your group wants storytelling, negotiation, or spectacular dice disasters, this is a different pleasure. Compact calculation with lovely chips. Space Cowboys lists 2-4 players, ages 10 and up, and about 30 minutes. Allow extra room for a first teach and a group that likes to calculate every possibility. The rules are approachable. Recognizing when to stop collecting discounts is the longer apprenticeship. Buy the base game first. Expansions offer different pressures, not repairs that a new player needs on day one. Our advice below is source-based analysis, not a claim that our fictional curators conducted a physical playtest. Yumi says, the rules will fit in your head. Whether your brother leaves you that green card is a separate negotiation. What should you buy? Splendor, Duel, or an expansion? Standard Splendor is the flexible 2-4 player starting point. Its current presentation uses Paul Verite's artwork, while older copies have a different visual identity. Match photographs to the edition on the listing. A packaging change does not turn an expansion into a complete game. Splendor Duel is a separate game for exactly 2. Its central gem board, pearl pieces, and privilege scrolls create a different contest. It is a strong candidate for a household that always plays as a pair and wants more direct friction. Standard Splendor also plays officially at 2. Duel is an alternative, not an obligatory upgrade. The Silk Road and the Sun Never Sets both require Standard Splendor. Silk Road supplies cities and trading posts. Sun Never Sets supplies Orient and strongholds. Some retailer descriptions currently mix those module names up. The publisher's contents and manuals are the reference used here. If you already own the older Cities of Splendor box, compare its 4 modules with these revised releases before buying. You may prefer the current presentation or adjustments, but familiar module names are not 4 entirely new ideas. Do not combine an older rule sheet and a newer component without checking which version you mean to play. Set up your first game without learning everything at once, sort the development cards into their 3 levels, shuffle each level, and reveal 4 cards beside each deck. You now have a 12-card market, inexpensive level 1 cards, the middle tier, and the more ambitious third tier. Leave the remaining cards face down in their own decks. Players' pieces of each non-gold color nobles in play gold pieces 2-4-3-5-3, 5-4-5-4, 7-5-5, choose the nobles randomly. Return the unused pieces and nobles to the box. The base deck has 90 development cards, 40 level 1, 30 level 2, and 20 level 3. Gold is a wild card, not a 6th ordinary color that you take with the normal gem action. The current rulebook gives the youngest player the first turn, play proceeds clockwise, keep the first player marker visible so the final round is unambiguous. Nobody starts with a hidden hand of purchased cards or a private stash of gems. For the teach, point to 1 card, explain its cost, its permanent bonus color, and any prestige points, then explain the 4 possible actions. Nobles can wait 30 seconds while people discover what a bonus is. A good teach follows the first decision, not the alphabetical index. Rules reference, base game setup, contents and first player. The four actions. Take gems, reserve or buy, take three different colors, take one piece from each of three different non-gold colors. You cannot voluntarily take just one or two when three colors are available. If fewer than three colors remain in the supply, take from the available colors. Take two of the same color, you may take a matching pair, only when that color's supply contains at least four pieces before you take them. A pile of three is not enough. This matters especially at two players, where each color begins with only four. Reserve a card and, if available, take gold, take one face-up development card into your hand, or reserve the top card of a chosen deck without showing it. Take one gold piece if the supply has one. You may still reserve when gold is empty, but may never hold more than three reserved cards. You cannot discard a reservation just because a prettier plan appeared. A reservation protects a future purchase from opponents, gives flexibility through gold, and can deny a critical card. It is not free. You used your action without buying anything. There is no endgame penalty for an unbought reserved card, although the turns spent collecting it still happened. Buy a card, buy one face-up card or one of your own reserved cards, paying after discounts. A card you can afford for zero pieces still uses the purchase action. Place it visibly in your play area. When a market card is bought or reserved, immediately refill its space from the matching deck if cards remain. Finish with at most 10 pieces, counting gold. You may temporarily exceed 10 during your turn, but must return your choice of excess pieces before ending it. You do not get a second normal action, simply because the first one was quick. Rules reference, base game actions, reservations and piece limit. Margot says, three reservations are a plan. A fourth is a rule violation wearing a confident expression. Read a card, pay correctly and keep your discounts. The colored gem symbol on a purchased card is a permanent bonus. Every card of that bonus color reduces future costs in that color by one. The prestige number is separate. It helps win the game but is not another payment discount. Here is a teaching example, not a particular printed card. Suppose a purchase costs three red and two blue. Your existing cards give one red bonus and one blue bonus. Subtract those first, you owe two red and one blue. You could pay those three colored pieces or replace the blue payment with one gold. Return the spent pieces to the supply. Keep the purchased cards, including the cards that gave the discounts. Bonuses are not consumed, gold is. You can use gold even if you hold the matching ordinary piece, but there is no change for overpayment and no way to convert an unused red discount into a blue one. Make your first few payments allowed. Three red minus one red bonus, so two red pieces. That is not a sign of inexperience to apologize for. It gives everyone a shared check and prevents a confident arithmetic error from becoming the table's new rule. Rules reference, purchasing and development card bonuses. Nobles and the finish. 15 is a trigger, not an instant trophy. Nobles care about your permanent matching bonuses, not the pieces in your hand. At the end of your turn, a noble visits if your bonuses meet its requirements. Take the tile without spending those bonuses or using another action. If you qualify for several available nobles, choose one. You may receive only one per turn. Once a player reaches at least 15 prestige at the end of their turn, finish the current round so everyone has had the same number of turns. Players who already acted in that round do not receive an extra turn. The highest total wins, even if that is not the player who first reached 15. For example, at a four-player table, seat 3 reaches 15. Seat 4 still acts, seats 1 and 2 do not act again. If seat 4 ends at 16, seat 4 wins. If players tie on prestige, the one with fewer purchased development cards wins. If still tied, they share victory. Remaining gems are not the tiebreak. Announce a trigger clearly and keep cards and scores visible. A helpful first night habit is to ask who still has a turn before somebody clears the table. The expansion cities changes this ending. Do not carry the 15-point trigger into that module automatically. Rules reference, noble visits and end of game. Robert says, 15 rings the closing bell. It does not stop the last customer from making a better purchase. Beginner strategy, make the next purchase easier, not your collection larger. Count the actions between you and useful points. A cheap card can be excellent if its discount helps with several visible targets. It can also be a beautifully illustrated detour. Before taking it, Identify at least one likely purchase that the new bonus will make easier. When a free card costs too much, suppose you can buy a 0-point card for no pieces, but can already buy a 4-point card now. Buying the free card first takes an extra action. That can be sensible early if its bonus accelerates later purchases. With an opponent threatening to finish, postponing the points may simply lose the race. Free refers to gems, not time. Keep two doors open, choose gems that support a main target and a plausible second target. A single enormous shopping list is easy to interrupt. Reserve when securing the card is worth an action, especially when another player can buy it before your next turn. Do not reserve three expensive cards and then discover that all your flexibility is in your hand, doing nothing. Know what a noble is costing you. A noble can reward the engine you were already building. Chasing one through several otherwise unhelpful purchases is a different decision. Compare those turns with buying visible prestige directly. Neither always chase nobles, nor never chase nobles, survives every market. The Board Game Arena Community Strategy page also emphasizes turn efficiency, backup targets, and reservation. That is attributed community advice, not a solved opening or a measured promise of success. Some of its stronger prescriptions and card rankings depend on the position. This guide deliberately does not turn them into universal laws. Margot says, "A magnificent engine that finishes second is still a second-place engine. Give the points a little attention. Read opponents without making the table miserable. Everything needed for ordinary tactical observation is visible. Bonuses, pieces, prestige, remaining market cards, and supply piles. Reserved card faces are the important private exception. Look at what another player can afford next, not only what you hope to afford eventually. The 4-3 supply threshold creates a simple denial opportunity. If a color has exactly 4 pieces, taking one as part of a legal 3 different colors action leaves 3. The next player cannot take a pair from that pile. You have changed their options without spending your whole turn on a spiteful reservation. Do not misread this as permission to take only one piece when 3 colors are available. Blocking has an opportunity cost. Reserving an opponent's winning card can be essential. Reserving their merely convenient card, while a third player quietly wins, is not brilliant defense. Ask whether the interruption buys you a useful turn, not whether it will produce the most satisfying sigh. At 2 players, direct denial affects your only opponent. At 4, a card can disappear through several other turns before you act again. That makes backup plans especially valuable. These are structural observations, not a claim that one fixed opening wins at a particular player count. Before your first competitive event, ask the organizer about timing, tie procedures, authorized editions, and notes. The publisher links a French tournament guide with event-specific rules, including a time limit procedure. Those conditions are not the default ending for your kitchen table game, nor proof that every event worldwide uses one format. Rules reference, publisher-linked French tournament organizer guide. Local event rules may differ. Yumi says, notice the plan, not the poker face. Splendor gives you plenty of public evidence without requiring an interrogation. Which Splendor expansion should you buy first? For a newly confident base game group, try the Silk Road first if you want new goals and ongoing powers. Cities changes the finish line. Trading posts changes what your engine can do. Start with one module so the table can feel its effect. Choose the Sun Never Sets when you want trickier card effects or more direct market control. Orient expands the market and creates timing exceptions. Strongholds lets you protect and contest face-up cards. This is attractive for a regular group that enjoys looking into each other's plans. Less useful as a cure for a first game that already felt overwhelming. What your table wants, try first. What changes a different finish line cities. In the Silk Road, prestige plus a specified card collection, persistent personal powers, trading posts. In the Silk Road, extra efficiency, earned through card requirements, more dramatic card combinations, orient. In the Sun Never Sets, extra market, copied bonuses and free acquisitions, more direct competition, strongholds. In the Sun Never Sets, claims on the market and conquest, purchases the current manual's permit combining these modules. Permission is not a teaching recommendation. One new rule system at a time is easier to diagnose. A group that enjoys the original game indefinitely has not failed to level up. Rules reference, Silk Road contents and combination notes. Rules reference, Sun Never Sets contents and combination notes. Cities, build the right business, not just a high score, remove all nobles, randomly select three city tiles and reveal a random side of each. A city asks for both a minimum prestige total and a collection of specified coloured cards. You must satisfy both parts. Merely reaching 15 prestige does not trigger this ending. A generic same colour requirement must use a colour different from the other colours specified on that city. For example, a requirement for 4 white cards plus 4 cards of another colour cannot use the same white cards twice. Read the actual tile. Cities have different conditions. At the end of a turn, meeting a city triggers completion of the current round. Only players who meet a city's requirements at the end of that round are eligible to win. Among those players, compare prestige, then fewest cards. A remaining tie is shared. A spectacular score with the wrong collection does not qualify. The current city's rules count cards, not bonuses. A double bonus orient card supplies 2 discounts but remains 1 card for a city requirement. This differs from nobles, which check bonuses. Put that distinction on the table before mixing the modules rather than discovering it during the victory speech. Strategically, examine all 3 available destinations before specializing. A city that matches your early purchases may be cheaper to reach than the one with the most attractive prestige requirement. Keep checking whether another player's collection makes a sudden finish possible. Rules reference, city's setup, requirements, and winner selection. Margot says, the city asked for a particular collection. Sending it a larger pile of unrelated valuables is not compliance. Trading posts, all 5 powers with the small print place 5 stacks of trading post tiles nearby, 1 stack for each power, with as many tiles in each stack as there are players. At the end of your turn, after checking for a noble, check whether you qualify for a new post. Gain at most 1 post per turn and never take the same power twice. Requirements count cards, not the larger number of bonuses an orient card may provide. Card requirement power important limit 3 red and 1 white after purchase. Take 1 non-gold piece before replacing the card, it may be a piece you just paid. A free orient acquisition is not another purchase 3 black when reserving blind. See the top 2 cards. Keep 1 and put the other at the bottom. This modifies blind reservation. Not every visible reservation 2 white after taking a matching pair. Take 1 other non-gold colour, the initial pair must still be legal. At least 4 in supply, before taking it 3 blue, and 1 black each spent gold, is worth 2 pieces of 1 colour no change. It cannot pay 2 different colours and still counts as 1 held piece 5 green 1 prestige per trading post you own. Including this one, this may trigger the applicable end condition. A post gained after your action does not retroactively reward a purchase earlier that turn. Once acquired, it stays yours even if an orient sacrifice later removes cards that met its requirement. When cities is active, check for a trading post before checking the city. The points from a post can matter. These powers are invitations, not commandments. 2 white cards may unlock a useful collection rhythm, but buying 2 poor cards purely to obtain it can cost more tempo than the benefit returns. Compare the route with the cards actually available, not with the engine you would like the deck to provide. Rules reference, trading post powers, acquisition timing and combinations. Orient, understand the symbols before the clever turn, shuffle the 30 orient cards into 3 level decks. Reveal 2 at each level beside the original market. You now have 18 face-up cards, 12 standard and 6 orient. Refill a removed card from its own deck and level, not whichever deck is nearest your hand. Copied bonuses and double bonuses are copy card associates with an existing bonus card in your play area and adopts its color and bonus. You cannot buy it without an existing bonus card to associate with. Resolve the association before replacing the card in the market. A double bonus card gives 2 discounts of its color, but still counts as 1 card for cities and trading posts. Virtual gold is not a handful of physical pieces. The virtual gold card can be discarded during a purchase for 2 virtual gold pieces. Those can cover 2 units of 1 color, or 1 of each of 2 colors in that purchase. Unused value is lost. You do not take physical gold into your hand or preserve leftover virtual value for a later turn. Its interaction with the double gold trading post is specifically allowed by the current manual. Cards that grant another card, some orient cards, let you take a face-up card from a specified lower level without paying its cost. Follow the level printed in the rule explanation and resolve the gained card's effects. This can produce a satisfying chain. The gained card is not another purchase, even though it joins your play area. An opponent's stronghold still protects a card. You cannot take that occupied card with an Orient free card effect. Sacrifice is a different purchase cost. Some level 3 cards require discarding 2 cards of a particular color instead of paying pieces or bonuses. If you have copy cards considered to be that color, discard those before other cards of that color. The removed cards leave the game. You retain nobles already earned, and acquired trading posts remain yours, even if the discarded cards helped qualify for them. Orient rewards remembering both what a card does and what it does not do. Before your first combined game, have everyone explain the free card versus purchase distinction once. That small pause prevents a much larger argument after somebody has already refilled 3 markets. Rules reference, Orient setup and the level 1, level 2 and level 3 effect explanations. Strongholds, claim a card, then earn a conquest, give each player 3 strongholds of 1 color. After purchasing a card, and before replacing it, choose one of 2 effects. Place or move one of your strongholds onto an eligible face-up card, or remove an opponent's stronghold from a card containing exactly one of their strongholds. You cannot dismantle a stack of 2 or 3 with that removal option. A card holding your strongholds can be bought or reserved only by you. You cannot place your stronghold on a card occupied by another player. Your own strongholds return when you buy or reserve their card. With all 3 of your strongholds on 1 card, you may use Conquest. After your normal action, purchase that card as an additional purchase and pay its cost. Return the 3 strongholds. The extra purchase happens before the end of turn piece limit and noble or city checks. Pieces or a bonus card gained earlier that turn can help pay for it. Conquest is optional, not a free card. Because it really is a purchase, it can trigger the normal stronghold effect and the appropriate after-purchase trading post. Conversely, the free card gained through Orient does not create another stronghold placement or another purchase-triggered gem. For a first stronghold's game, treat the pieces as visible promises. Are you protecting a genuine next purchase, threatening a conquest, or leaving 3 little monuments on something you cannot afford? An impressive stack does not solve the payment problem. Rules reference, strongholds placement, removal and conquest. Robert says, conquest lets you buy again. The cashier still expects payment. Combining all 4 modules without inventing extra actions, all 4 current modules can be combined, but teach their exceptions explicitly. Remove nobles for cities. Add the Orient decks and 6 extra face-up cards. Set out trading posts. Give everyone their strongholds. Agree to use the current manuals rather than mixing remembered rules from different editions. Resolve the normal action and the acquired cards' effects. An Orient free acquisition is not a separate purchase, although its own effects still resolve. Apply relevant purchase powers at their stated timing, before replacement. A normal purchase can trigger strongholds and the appropriate trading post. A free gained card does not multiply those triggers. Resolve an eligible conquest after the action. Pay for the additional purchase and resolve its effects and purchase triggers. Finish the turn. Return excess pieces to reach 10, gain at most 1 new eligible trading post, then check cities. Without cities, the normal noble check precedes the trading post check. 2 particularly useful cross-checks. The blind reservation trading post can inspect the Orient decks. The virtual gold card can combine with the double gold power. Neither permission turns a free Orient acquisition into a purchase. If a sequence is unclear, stop before revealing replacement cards, lay out the choices and consult the relevant effect. Reconstructing a turn is much easier before the next 6 cards have been exposed. No unofficial shortcut in this article takes precedence over the printed rules for your edition. Rules reference, combining expansions. Rules reference, combining expansions and timing. What about Splendor Duel for a 2-player household? Consider Duel because you want its different decisions, not because standard Splendor stops working at 2. The board changes how you collect pieces. Pearls, privileges, and card effects change what you can do with them. Its multiple victory routes demand attention to more than a single prestige race. The physical distinction is easy to see below. Duel has a central gem board and additional component types. The standard game taught above has no such gem board. A photograph of a standard development card cannot explain Duel, and an insert fitted for one box should not be assumed to fit the other. For a dedicated pair that enjoys direct interaction, Duel deserves a close look. For a household that also hosts 3 or 4, Standard Splendor gives more flexibility. Neither purchase needs the other. The standard games Silk Road and Sun Never Sets modules are not dual expansions. Our dual games versus their originals guide covers the wider choice. Keep this article as your Standard Splendor reference, rather than importing Duel's board or victory conditions into it. Publisher reference: Splendor Duel sleeves, mats and storage. Protect the game you actually own. Splendor is complete before you buy an accessory. The base box supplies the cards and pieces. Add protection for frequent handling, a tray for a crowded table, or a better surface when lifting cards becomes a nuisance. None of those purchases replaces learning when to stop taking gems. The licensed sleeve option, Count the Decks, Not the Tiles Game Genic, makes official Splendor premium art sleeves. Its 120 sleeve allocation is unusually useful. 40 for level 1, 30 for level 2, 20 for level 3, then 10 at each level for the expansion cards. That matches the 90 base development cards plus Orient's 30. The sleeves have 6 printed designs and a matte textured finish. The listed 66 by 92 millimeters describes the sleeves, not a new measurement of the cards. Keep each deck's sleeve backs consistent. Noble and City tiles are not development cards and do not belong in this calculation. If choosing clear sleeves instead, 100 covers the base cards with 10 spares. Base plus Orient needs at least 120. Test a small sleeved stack in your own insert before sleeving everything. We have not physically tested the licensed pack in every printing's box. The maker's specification is confirmed. An exact approved affiliate listing for that pack remains unverified. Token Silo, a portable gem counter, not a replacement game box. The game Genic Token Silo, convertible in lime green, earns a place here because its 9 removable trays in 3 sizes let you separate the 5 gem colors, gold and expansion pieces. Lay the gem trays where everyone can see the supply. Counting whether 4 remain should not require an archaeological dig. The manufacturer's external dimensions are 212 by 166 by 32 millimeters. This is an independent organizer, not a fitted Splendor insert. Its stated large tray capacity is up to 40 single-sleeved or 75 unsleeved cards, so one large tray does not hold the entire 90-card base game. Buy it for sorting and carrying tokens. Keep the cards and flat tiles in appropriately sized storage. Skip it if your existing box and table already stay orderly. A playmat should fit the expanded market. A soft surface makes cards easier to lift. Before choosing a printed mat, lay out the actual game. 12 face-up cards in the base game, 18 with Orient, the draw piles, gem supply and a visible noble or city row. A handsome 12-slot design can become a problem when the expansion arrives. Measure that footprint on your table. A small individual TCG mat is not automatically a shared Splendor play area. Inserts and travel. Verify your edition before the purchase. A fitted insert should explicitly name your box edition, the expansions it stores and sleeve card clearance. Keep noble and city tiles flat. Protect the carton in a measured travel bag and avoid loose pieces rubbing against card faces. If you only carry the base game between 2 nearby tables, the original box may still be the most sensible organizer you own. Specifications: Game Genic Splendor sleeve allocation and materials, Token Silo dimensions, trays and card capacity. Yumi says, the best accessory is the one that fixes something you noticed while playing. The rest can wait politely in somebody else's cart. Your first 3 evenings, from learning the turn to reading the table evening 1, finish a clean base game, use only Standard Splendor. Say payments allowed, keep bonus cards visible and confirm the final round procedure. Success means nobody is afraid to ask what an icon means, not that the new person chooses an optimal opening. Evening 2, give every turn a job before taking gems, identify a target and a backup. Before buying a cheap card, identify the purchase its discount helps. Afterward, each player names 1 detour and 1 good timing decision. Keep the debrief short enough that people want the rematch. Evening 3, choose repetition or 1 module if the base decisions still feel interesting, repeat them. If everyone wants variety, choose cities for a different finish, trading posts for powers, strongholds for market control or Orient for card combinations. Explain the changed rule before dealing. More components are not a certificate of expertise. You are ready to join another table when you can take a legal action, calculate a purchase, handle a reservation and explain who gets the final turn. You do not need to memorize the deck. Ask which edition and modules are in use, give other people room to think, and do not move an opponent's components without asking. Keep the downloadable reference nearby for setup and exception checks. For digital practice, the publisher links Splendor on Board Game Arena. Account, access, and subscription conditions are determined by that service. Digital practice is optional. Margot's recommendation: start with one complete box and learn why a turn helped. Buy an expansion when you can name the kind of decision you want next. There is plenty of depth here before the shopping list needs to grow. Final verdict: Splendor is a strong starting point when you want clear rules and increasingly sharp decisions. Buy the base game, learn to count turns as carefully as pieces, and add a module when you know which part of the contest you want to change. A familiar box played thoughtfully beats a shelf of expansions still waiting for a teach. Frequently asked questions: can two people play ordinary Splendor? Yes, standard Splendor supports 2 to 4 players. At 2, use 4 pieces of each ordinary color, all 5 gold pieces and 3 nobles. Splendor Duel is a separate game for exactly 2. Can I take 2 matching gems from a pile of 3? Number the supply must have at least 4 pieces of that color before taking the matching pair. The trading post that adds another color does not remove this requirement. Can I reserve a card when there is no gold left? Yes, if you have fewer than 3 reserved cards. Take gold only when it is available. A reserved card cannot simply be discarded later. Does a free card take my turn? A zero-cost card bought with your normal action still takes that action. An Orient card granted for free by another effect is different. It is an acquisition, not a separate purchase. Does the first player to 15 win Splendor? Not automatically. Reaching 15 or more triggers the end of the current round. Highest prestige wins after everyone has had the same number of turns. Ties favor fewer purchased development cards. A remaining tie is shared. Do nobles count the gems in my hand? Number they check matching permanent bonuses on purchased cards. A noble visit is free and does not spend those bonuses. Gain at most 1 noble per turn. Which Splendor expansion should a beginner buy first? Learn the base game first. The Silk Road is our first recommendation for a group wanting changed objectives or persistent powers. The Sun Never Sets suits groups wanting Orient card effects or stronghold interaction. Learn 1 module at a time. Does the Silk Road contain Orient? Number in the current publisher line, the Silk Road contains cities and trading posts. The Sun Never Sets contains Orient and strongholds. Some retailer descriptions mix these names up. Consult the exact box and publisher manual. Can all 4 current Splendor modules be combined? Yes. The current expansion manuals explicitly allow combinations. Remove nobles for cities, distinguish cards from bonuses, and distinguish free Orient acquisitions from actual purchases. Does a double bonus Orient card count twice for a city? Number it provides 2 matching discounts but remains 1 card for current cities and trading post requirements. Nobles instead check bonuses. Does Conquest give me a free card? Number it permits an additional purchase of the card carrying your 3 strongholds. Pay its cost. Because it is a purchase, applicable purchase powers trigger. How many sleeves do Splendor and Orient need? The base has 90 development cards. Orient adds 30. That is 120 cards if sleeving both. Measure your printing and test insert clearance. Noble and city tiles are not included in this sleeve count. Can I play Splendor solo? The standard publisher game is for 2 to 4 players. This guide does not present a fan-made solo variant as an official mode.